to Minute 54, The Great Escape Minute, the daily podcast where we dig into The Great Escape 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and once again, my co-host Tom is unfortunately not able to be with us today. He's still stuck in the cooler. Hopefully he'll be back at the beginning of next week. But continuing to join me today and this whole week is Tony Kogan from Coogs Reviews. Welcome back, Tony.
Yeah, thanks for being back on.
All right, great. Minute 54 begins with the SBO accepting more gifts from Tom and goes all the way till we see Von Luker stopping by the gardens for his inspection. Yesterday we discussed at the end of the minute, Nimmo came and brought some of the dirt that he was hiding in his in the new contraption in his trousers in order to show everyone, in order to show us how effective this method of dispersing the different colored soil around the compound. And this minute is going to get even deeper into that. You know, right after Nimmo visits Ramsay, we have another prisoner come that gives him, and then another prisoner, and then a third prisoner who almost steps on a rake, and then we have another prisoner
a voice we get a sideshow Bob.
Yeah. And then we have another prisoner that goes to someone else's gardening area and has a lot of dirt come out. But luckily that guy has a shovel that he's able to quickly get rid of also. I mean, I love the way that they're basically giving us a quick montage of ways of getting rid of, you know, dispersing the dirt in the compound.
And even when you see, like, the last, when he just walked away, dirt just fly around and just makes sense. And why each fly was so small, you wouldn't notice it.
Yeah. Then they show us the parade ground where we see a group of soldiers, you know, marching. They're all the way that they're marching. They have, you know, Henley is coordinating them on the side, and you can easily see that Cavendish is among them because he stands out because his uniform is a little different. And then at this point, we see Von Luger enter the camp, posing, and they both give a quick salute to Strachwitz. Then he looks around, he sees them actually marching to give us a pan back to the group of soldiers marching, which, as I mentioned before, you really see that Kevin just stands out because he's one of only two officers marching here that's not in blue. Everyone else is pretty much the same color. Once again, you have Henley with his fashionable white turtleneck, which he was able to properly bleach once again this morning. And then Henley screams out, all right, everyone, look sharp. They give us a shot of their feet where we see that they're stomping on a lot of the dirt, letting the dirt, you know, be camouflaged in. Now, for me, it's very strange watching this because you see that all of the officers that are marching are swinging their hands back and forth. So if they're swinging their hands back and forth, that means their hands are not in their trousers in order to pull the strings of of the dirt. On the one hand, you can think that maybe they dropped the dirt earlier and are now just marching across it or stuff like that. But they give us the impression that you know, a lot of there's a lot of dust there. You know, so is the dust because the dirt has come out of their trousers at this point, or is the dust there because of the way that they're marching, that they're purposely kicking up dust in order to allow everything to go in?
I'd say it's both. That's why they've been doing it. They've using like this form of like military discipline as a diversionary tactic. So like they focus on the aesthetic of the march. So that and so the thing that any of the dust that's picked up is just that they see is just the dust and dirt from when they're marching. That they don't necessarily think that it is any other form of dust.
Right.
And I'd agree with you where they pulled the strings out early on and then kicked it up so that as they keep going and as the dirt foot comes out, it's all bit getting kicked up with the rest of the dirt from their march again doing the camouflage so that by this point they're one and the same.
Right, but that you'd think that they wouldn't be I wonder if marching is an effective way to do it, because you need to basically drag your feet in order to kick up the dust this way, not just the way you're marching, unless they do it in a particular way that it kicks up the dirt.
Yeah. But yeah, it'd be a deliberate problem. I guess they'd also choose the areas where there's more, for the march, where there's more dust, and just look around and see what areas are more dusty, and then can use that to help kick it up.
Right, okay. That's good. That's a good point there. I love the fact that they show us the feet of a number of the officers as they're walking through, and you see one of them clearly with very white shoes. And it actually looks as if dirt is coming out of his shoe at the time. It could just be, you know, when I pause it, that it's coming from the dust that's there. But it does look like it's possible that he's actually kicking up the dirt there. That he's, letting the dirt come out of his trousers at that time. Not sure. But it's just funny that they would have someone with completely white shoes, you know, that he's the guy they're going to choose to be there. Because you'd also think that his shoes wouldn't have stayed white for very long in this compound if there's that much dirt being kicked up all around. You know, if you mentioned the fact that this area that they possibly chose to do their marching is an area that is quite dusty and they're going to be kicking up dirt. So if that's the case, then this guy's shoes shouldn't be white.
Well, it's just... Or it could just be like the military discipline of making sure the shoes are kept in a presentable condition.
Right. You know, anyone who knows, if you have white shoes and you're walking in the dirt, you know, as you're going to have to clean them pretty well afterwards in order for them not to at least have a little bit of dirt stains on them. And you'd think that in a prison camp, they're not necessarily going to have the facilities or even the inkling of wanting to do that. But then again, as we keep saying, Henley is able to starch his shirt, his turtleneck the whole time. So apparently some people do find that interesting. Yeah. So again, it's another effective way to show another way for them to get rid of the dirt throughout the compound. You know, at this point, we once again get to see Von Luger, Posen, and Strachwitz taking a look at them. They're all pretty suspicious. They're not really sure what's going on. Something looks a little strange. But I still love the fact that once again we get to see Strachwitz with his notebook stuffed into his shirt, jacket, whatever you want to call it. You know, his notebook that he's taken out numerous times to look at the dossiers of the various prisoners, you know, in the camp. I personally, that doesn't look like a very comfortable place to keep a book like that.
But it also means that he knows exactly where it is.
Yeah, but you still want it to be comfortable. You're walking around the camp all day. You're going to be sitting down. You're going to be whatever you're going to be doing. You want it to be accessible, yes, but you also want it to be comfortable. That's not something that's just going to fall out. That it looks to me that's something that could easily fall out. You know, or that it can bother someone if they're trying to do something. You know, it looks like it was something that would get in the way. I don't know. And then once again, we go back to the prisoners working in the gardens, and Ashley Pitt tips off Ramsey that they're going to have some unexpected guests. He basically, calls out to him and says, "Sir," and and takes a quick look at him at what's going on. Then we get to see Von Luger and his soldiers walking by. Everyone's basically stops doing their gardening at this point. Some of them look like they're pretty much at ease. You know, you have a guy standing there, leaning on his shovel, looking at the German guards coming by. You have another one who's just holding his spade or whatever it is, or rake. It's hard to tell what exactly it is. Yeah, they're basically disrupting their strenuous work of what they're doing. The response by Von Luger is, "Oh, gentlemen, please continue. It's a routine inspection." And is there any other kind of inspection? Is it routine? Is it a surprise inspection? It doesn't really make a difference. It's an inspection. So continue with what you're doing. What are you doing? They're playing with dirt. That's basically what they're doing. You know, these characters look like they're little kids in sandboxes with the way that they're doing their work here.
Yeah, but you also feel like you can start feeling like there's that Von Luger and other artists, you can tell that they are suspicious in some fashion over what's going on. But they can't. You know that they're suspicious, but you can also say they're not quite sure what's going on to make them suspicious.
Right. You know, lifts up his boot and slightly nudges one of the rocks. Again, I don't know what he's trying to find underneath this rock. You know, if he was suspicious about the fact that they're, you know, camouflaging dirt, then I can sort of understand that he would do all that he could to help figure out what they're doing. But otherwise, you know, like, why is he kicking over a rock? Like, what is he suspicious of here? You know, like I said, the only thing that to me is logical that he would be suspicious of is the fact that maybe they're hiding dirt here. What else could they be hiding here? You know, that he's going to be kicking over. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, I said he's suspicious of something. Again, I agree with you. Like he's looking for dirt, but you know, to have seen they've camouflaged it so well that he wouldn't notice it even with not pulling the rock over. But again, you see, he's trying to figure out exactly what's going on, but he can't quite place it.
Right, but I mean, again, they're gardening. You know, they're essentially planting things or you know, whether they're flowers or whether it's food or whatever it is, we'll discuss that a little more tomorrow when we get to that. You know, they're apparently gardening something here. They're not just pushing dirt back and forth. So what could he, you know, as you said, he's suspicious of something, but we don't know what he's suspicious of. But and even if he doesn't know what he's suspicious of, there's still a certain logic to the way that one would try to figure out what your suspicion is. You know, kicking over a rock, well, in an area filled with dirt, to me, it's not convincing enough that he's looking for something in particular, or that he's hoping for some lightning bolt to hit him, and so he'll be able to figure out what it is that they're doing that is causing him this feeling of suspicion. Not sure. It's just I have trouble with this scene because of the fact that, you know, on the one hand, he has every right to go in and be suspicious and check everything out that's going on in the camp to make sure that people are not trying to escape or anything like that. That makes 100%. There's no problem with that. But what exactly is he doing by kicking over the rock?
I think it's not, but also he's not really just looking at the rock, but also gauging the reactions from the prisoners from what he's doing, thinking if they look towards something else, then seeing if they give any involuntary reflex reactions to what he's doing.
Okay, that's fair, and also that actually makes more sense that he doesn't go directly to Ramsay for that type of thing, because he knows that Ramsay's smart enough to hide whatever he's doing for someone else to not hide it. You know, it would be easier for someone else to give something away. Okay, there is something to that. I think that makes a lot more sense than him being suspicious specifically of something that's going on there. But this way, in order to get them to give something away. All right, I buy that. You great catch on that one, Tony. I appreciate you filling in that gap for me to be able to try and figure out and for our you know. And for all of our listeners to try to figure out what exactly Von Luger was doing at that particular point. Do you have anything else you wanted to discuss about this minute?
No, not about this minute.
So why don't you once again tell people how they can get in touch with you?
So yeah, once again, you can find my stuff over at cougarreviews.wordpress.com and then over on the LAM where I run the Director's Chair feature.
All right, excellent. You can contact us by sending us an email, thegreatminute@gmail.com. Our Twitter account is greatescapemxm. Our website is thegreatescapeminute.com. And our Facebook group is The Cooler. So, until tomorrow, tally-ho.
Tally-ho.